This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Loud noises!
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
Not a game, not a game, not a game.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's sports.
All around the clock, sports all the time. That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And welcome, Friday edition, Doug and Daddy Show right here, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-3776. If you'd like to chime in on any of the subjects today, Don Lyons, Adams Central Golf Coach, they won their district, headed to the state tournament to be one of the favorites at the state tournament. He is set to join us in the second segment of the show. Hopefully, knock on wood, we're going to be joined by Dan Spencer, head baseball coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. They currently sit in fourth place in the Big 12. Hopefully, towards the bottom of half of the hour of the show, we are going to be joined by him. But right now, we're joined by our leader, our fearless leader, who is all the way in Omaha, Burke Stadium, State Track Meet, Doug Duda. How are you this morning, Douglas?
Morning, Daddy.
Good
beautiful
morning.
Day.
It is a beautiful day. I understand you guys had some drizzle there and maybe a few sprinkles, but then the sun came out.
Well, the sun's trying, but it's going to take another hour or so busting through the clouds. It's just a very light mist when the first race went today, but right now it's perfect. If it could stay like this for the next 48 hours, there would be, everybody be happy. Every single person here. Every person. The whole world would be a happy place.
What are you expecting? It's not supposed to be the 90 degrees that maybe people thought earlier in the week. What, a high about 70 today?
72-ish today, but tomorrow will be brutal, and that's a little tougher because you go through a lot of prelims today. Most of your finals are tomorrow. There's just a handful of events, 4, 5, 6, depending on how the field events stack up. That'll be finalized out of the 17 events today. The one good thing is the 3,200-meter run is today, the longest race. And so it's just a final. There's no prelims to that. And that'll be coming up here in Class B and D at just before 12 noon. So that's where you see the kids lose their legs like you do in cross-country coming around that last turn. And so they should be fine for that race today. And we got a lot of kids from the area that did well in districts in the 3,200. So expecting to see some medals today.
Hey, Bertrand making a little noise early this morning.
Well, the Vikings horn was out bright and early, first thing today. They are in the mix. Their girls finished sixth in the 32, and their boys finished in second in the 3,200 relay. So that was the first race of the day. Good way to start things off for the Vikings. We don't have a gold medalist yet, but we'll have an update here. The funny thing is I'm going to talk to you, and then I'm going to do an update after that. It's kind of weird.
Awesome, awesome. The NBA action took the night off. Or they just kind of play whenever they want. It takes 3-4 days off them, play another game. Doug, but the Montreal Canadiens got on the board last night.
Yeah, they did, and 5-1. And you know what? We saw a real hockey fight for the first time in a long time here in the playoffs, and I imagine Derek saw that. When they showed the replay last night, I didn't get to see it live because I was traveling at the time. But, I mean, wow, you talk about a blatant hooking call? Is that what it was, Derek? I mean, he just hooked the kid.
Yeah, it was pretty blatant, and you're right, Doug. Very physical game last night, and I expected the playoffs to be a little more physical from the beginning, and we didn't see a lot of that. I mean, you got Vancouver in, who's not a very physical team in the first place earlier on, but now you got Philadelphia really looking like the Broad Street Bullies of old, because there were several fights last night, a few scrums, good pushing and shoving. I mean, physical hockey, and I think once Philadelphia realized, hey, we're not going to be able to win this game, they decided, hey, let's see if we can bruise up the Canadians a bit here to heading into game four.
Halak or Halak, whatever, however you want to pronounce that name, finally, Derek, got things going again last night after maybe just well, I don't know if you take two nights off, but he was so good. I don't think he could maintain that throughout the whole entire playoffs, but he gets back to his old self or old playoff self.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to take away from him. I mean, he's a very good player when he's on his game, but then he's got, I mean, you've seen it a couple of games in the playoffs here where it's just, I mean, he just doesn't show up. He had one game where he faced 14 shots, gave up 4 goals, I think, and was immediately pulled at the beginning of the second period. So when he's on his game, I mean, he's the best goalie in the league right now, I think, with what he's done so far here in the playoffs. But we'll have to see coming down the stretch here. I still like the Flyers to win the series.
Doug, also breaking news, and I know you're not on top of this because I just found it. I know this is going to shock you. I know this is going to surprise you. Yes, Suge Knight was arrested yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yep, he pointed a gun at somebody in L.A. I know it's a big shock out there. Suge Knight.
Anytime we can mention Suge Knight on the show, that's a feather in the cap right there, brother. How about the NBA suspending that referee for a game for the old ball toss incident?
You know, interesting, because I really thought they'd overlook that. Once you come this far, obviously your performance, and you've been as disappointed as anybody with the officiating so far, so maybe it's not that big of a deal, but I would think the best officials would be refereeing right now, and apparently they've just throw another one in there. Found it interesting this morning, Colin Cowherd saying that the three officials doing the Phoenix Suns Los Angeles Lakers series the other night, all from the same high school in Philadelphia, the same high school as Tim Donahue, the same high school as the two bookies that are in jail. They're all from that high school. What are the chances? There can't be 200 NBA officials in the world, can there?
Well, not good ones.
Nonetheless, they're all from the same high school. Found that a little bit strange.
Well, say what you will, the commissioner of the NBA, David Stern, always says everything is great. Nothing to see here. Everything outstanding. Nothing to see here. I don't know, Daddy. I don't know.
Hey, in positive news, how about the Royals answering back top of the second yesterday with 2 runs, put up a 4 spot in the third, win again 9-3 over the Indians. Now come home to face the Rockies.
Well, they're pointing in the right direction, but yeah, they're 5-2 now under Ned Yost, and it's still, their record doesn't look that good, does it?
No, they're 8 below 500, although when you do see the standings, they're in third place out of the 5 teams, so you're used to looking at the very bottom and seeing them. Well, they've at least moved up a little bit.
Well, do what they can do. They beat Cleveland. Cleveland must be worse than the Royals because they're just playing. I mean, even the Cleveland people are talking about how bad they are, but Fun times, and the Rays keep winning, and the Yankees keep losing, so that's cool.
I like how you focus on that. I like how you focus on that.
I think Doug's the only one. I think a lot of people focus on the Yankees losing.
You know, I know a lot of people, Joe DiMaio included, that love Tampa Bay from the onset of this season. I mean, and they got some people picking on them to win the World Series just by, you know, have some talented players on the pitching staff and, you know, in position players as well. But nobody could have said they would have went out and been 30-11 at this point. 30-11 to start the season?
It's not bad, brother. It's not bad at all. I'll tell you, there's some excitement going on here, Tony. Anytime the pole vault pit is on the other side of the track here, but you've got Bo Simmons of Aurora and Craig Driver of Minden, and that bar's starting to get up there a little ways, and I think there might even be a Blair kid left in. So you kind of hear that roar in the background every few moments here when somebody clears the bar. We talked with Stu Pospisil earlier in the week. We just don't expect a whole lot of noise to be made here during this state meet, especially on the boys' side. But the first race of the day in the Class B boys was the 3200 relay, and Blair goes out and sets a state record. So that's the excitement here. We've already had a couple of false starts, and we've had a couple of hammy pulls in the hurdles, and then one of the young ladies there, and then one of the guys here in the 100 meter dash pulls up a hammy. So I don't know if they're trying too hard or if the conditions just haven't been good enough to get stretched out here.
Any of the false starts affect any of the favorites?
It looks like they pulled lane 8 a couple of times, so okay. You would think no.
Well, I mean, at least when you look back on it, you don't say, well, what could have been for somebody in the 4 or 5 lane, I guess.
State tennis going on as well, Daddy. Class A just beginning today. Not a whole lot of results, but our favorite little Bearcat picked up a win 6-0, 6-0. And Kearney Over in Class B, Grand Island Central Catholic was tied for the lead going into today in the team race with 24 points. Kearney Catholic had 12 points back in the hunt in Class B. So keeping an eye on that. They're in the finals today in Class B, and then in Class A tomorrow. This is just the opening rounds today. They will get into the semifinals and finals coming up on Monday. So state tennis going on. Baseball continues to be postponed. They're trying to find a way to get that all done, too.
Yeah, and you mentioned yesterday that the excitement of kind of the state baseball deal, getting a chance to play at Hawksville at Haymarket Park, that's out the window because the Huskers obviously play there this weekend. So they're going to do that at Sherman Field once conditions warrant it.
Glad to have you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, we will be, of course, taking your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. What else is going on in the world this weekend? Anything special, Daddy?
Well, you know, just looking around, golf tournament, I think maybe that's lost its luster a little bit. As far as the PGA concerned, is a Byron Nelson Classic that, you know, you used to see the great Byron Nelson, Lord Byron, shaking hands when the leaders would come home, and that was a big deal, very popular event in Irving, Texas, that I think a lot of players used to go to. Well, since Byron Nelson has passed away, and I don't know if maybe the respect is just out of it, but did you realize that this year the number 17th player, Hunter Mahan, will be the highest-ranked player teeing it up this weekend?
Yeah, and then they had to fight through rain, so they're a little bit behind time as well. I don't know. It's pretty simple, though, Tony. Wherever the money is where the players are going to go. It doesn't matter anymore, it seems to be, who's on top. But maybe they don't pay as much for Byron Nelson's tournament or Jack Nicklaus's tournament or Arnold Palmer's tournament. But there's enough money out there that the big-time guys don't have to play every week or every other week. And even though the U.S. Open is still a little ways away, that's what everybody's going to try and prepare for here. And some of the foreigners are over trying to get Ryder Cup points on the European Tour and pick up some money over there before coming back over for the U.S. Open. A lot of them left right after the Masters and take that month to go overseas.
Number 9 in the world, Dustin Johnson, the highest player on the money list. Derek's got the leaderboard pulled up right now.
Yeah, Steve Elkington leading things right now at 8 under. He's on 11 right now, 4 under for the day, so Elkington putting together a good round. You got Joe Duran at 6 under, Jay Williamson, Cameron Beckman, and Jeff Overton all at 5 under, and then a big group of about 10 players that include Hunter Mahan and Sean O'Hare right there at 4 under.
Vince from the Hastings Tribune just told me that they are at 14-6 over at the pole vault and down to 2. Craig Driver is one of them. I think Bo Simmons is the other one from Aurora going 1-2. They've cleared 14 feet, 6 inches. And so Driver has assured himself one of the top 2 spots in the Class B boys pole vault.
That's great to see any local, any of these local kids, especially the out-of-state or out-of-city kids, making a little noise down there early for their teams.
Well, that's what we're looking for. A couple other notes, because I know I got to get out of here and let you get on with Adam Central's golf coach and baseball coach coming up as well. Oh, Tony, I'll tell you what, just every once in a while, it's okay to be at the state track meet. Anyway, Texas Tech's baseball coach going to join us as well. Softball, the national tournament, gets underway today. Nebraska is playing North Carolina this afternoon out in Seattle. Huskers got another football recruit, Damian Stafford. I'm always wary of these kids that have never been to Lincoln and they just flat-out commit. He's a JUCO safety, and Nebraska picks up another one. They had one last week. He's 6'1", 210. Said it was a no-brainer to come to Nebraska. I don't know. I'm always wary of these. I call them, and the folks in the biz call them those soft commits. What do you think about this one?
Well, you know, it was one thing to be a high school kid and not have a, you know, and never have visited and be relatively a lack of experience. Sometimes those junior college kids have a real in and there's a real relationship established with those coaches between Nebraska and the coach and him and his coach. So I think that the junior college kids are probably a little bit more firm than those high school kids.
Well, we have to hope so. Have to hope so, my man. And we'll keep up to date as, you know, this is it. Golf is next week. I'm looking forward to that when we get back into the studio on Monday. I think there's a couple. You're going to talk to Adam Central. I think there's some teams from the central and western part of Nebraska that have a chance to bring home state titles in B, C, and D. I mean, Alma's going to be tough in D. Scottsbluff not in the area, but very, very tough out in Class B. I'll take a regular one, please. Thank you so much. The kind ladies are going to feed us some lunch here, Tony. I know that's going to make you jealous. And Kearney Catholic and Adams Central should make some noise in B and C. Scott's Bluff, as I said, out of B. It should be interesting.
Douglas, for the fans that are following state track, A and C don't go until later today, right?
Yeah, they go at 3:30. And again, they'll run that 3,200 relay. That's first out. Then you got a lot of preliminaries and field events. So you're not going to get, outside of that 3,200 relay, you're not going to get a lot of finalists until about 6 o'clock, 6:30 tonight. But we've got you covered until 10, all of our stations here on ESPN, on 1230 KHAS, on Classic Hits 98.9, on The Breeze 94.5. The updates are all the time, usually about 10 to 15 after the hour here on ESPN between 10 and 20. Top of the hour on The Breeze and Power 99, Classic Hits, and then 1230 KHS about a quarter till the hour. So anytime in that circle of the hour, find your favorite radio station, check it out, and we'll keep you up to date on the athletes. And go Bertrand, right?
That's right. Go Vikings. Douglas, also on Monday's show, Eric Stitt. He's a Hastings High graduate. Now he's a freelance writer for Hoops Magazine and actually the sports editor for a newspaper in Manhattan Beach. He is set to join us, talk a little NBA.
Tony, we're going to convene Monday. We should be through four games each series, right, Derek?
Yes, that's correct.
Will there be any games on Monday or Tuesday? Daddy, your thoughts.
I say yes, there will be. I think the Suns are going to win at home. The other series, I think, will be closed out.
Yeah, to continue with my terrible prediction, I'm going to say that they're not going to be over because Orlando's still got a chance to come back and win the series, so we'll see.
We are crossing our fingers for another Daddy devastating moment if Orlando can somehow get back into this series, because that you know, how much we got enough tape to fill an hour, don't we?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Daddy'll eat. I mean, he'll have humble pie every day for about a month if that's the case.
That would be called not eating. That would be like eating vulture, not crow.
Daddy, good luck catching some fish this weekend.
All right, yeah, we'll see what we can do. Let's see if we can feed the masses.
Hey, go Chanticleers, go all the teams in our area, and to all the golfers that are coming into town this weekend, best of luck in your events this weekend. We'll keep you up to date on how state tennis is going as well as a state track, so don't ruin the show, okay?
Douglas, I will ask you this. On Saturday night, are Kearney High boys the state champions?
Yes.
Easy prediction, huh?
Well, the one thing I've found covering the Bearcats over the last 14, 13 years, whatever it's been that I've been here in Kearney, is that unless everybody thinks Kearney has a chance to get beat, there is no chance. And right now, there's only one team that's even being mentioned having a chance. And that's never, I mean, it hasn't happened. If Kearney doesn't win, it will be probably the biggest upset. I mean, the 3 years that they didn't win it here after their 11-year streak, hey, that there was definitely expected for that to happen. So that's all I can tell you. So Kearney, yes. And I think they won't be the only state champion from the area. I don't know if St. Cecilia will be bringing stuff home, or if some other schools in the area, if Bertrand can bring something home, if Aurora can bring something home, somebody else will be state champions. I predict maybe three state champs from our area.
Hey, that'd be great. Cheer on the local kids. Douglas, we'll talk to you later.
Bye, Derek. Bye, Daddy. Have a great day.
See you, Doug.
All right, we'll be back with Don Lyons, head boys golf coach at Adams Central. They're one of the favorites as they head to Meadowlark Hills next Tuesday and Wednesday for state golf after this.
Speaking of state golf, before we go to break, Daddy, just an update on Vijay Singh. We talked about him dropping in the world rankings. He shot a 73 yesterday. That's 3 over. He is 4 over today through 9, 7 over, tied for 154th. That's dead last for Vijay Singh. Back after this.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to complete nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
From Burke Stadium in Omaha, track reports are brought to you by these sponsors.
Citizens Bank in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area track teams. Citizens Bank appreciates your business. Best of luck to all area athletes in 2010 track and field events from all of us at Citizens Bank in Loup City, member FDIC. It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore. Find a gift for any occasion. ABC Drug and Gift is now your Health Mart pharmacy. Best of luck to the state track teams from everyone at ABC Drug and Gift on the bricks in downtown Kearney. The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC. Fritz's Market is proud to support all our area athletes. Find the freshest meats and produce. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today. The Sandbar in Pleasanton is under new management and ready to serve you. You can count on the Sandbar for great food and friendly atmosphere. Featuring prime rib every Saturday night. And don't forget our lunchtime specials. Noller Electric in Pleasanton is located at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Noller Electric is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes and would like to wish them best of luck. Call Noller Electric for your home, office, and anything else you need lit up. Noller Electric in Pleasanton.
Time for our state track update here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On the track right now, they're getting ready for the 400-meter dash prelims. The 100-meter dash just wrapped up, then the 3,200 run will take about an hour from a noon to 1, but updates all day right here on ESPN and our network of stations. Class B and D going on right now. A and C will get underway this afternoon at 3:30. Let's look at Class B in the girls' 100-meter dash. Abby Niederklein of Adams Central has the fastest qualifying time, 12.37. Also, Lindsay Woolley of Lexington gets in the number 8 spot. In the 110 high hurdles, Class B boys, Nick Stein of Adams Central was last in his heat. He will not advance on, but Tyler Vaughn of Minden will be in lane 3 in tomorrow's finals. In the B girls' 100 high hurdles, no one from the area made the finals. In the 3,200 relay for the B boys, Lexington 7th, Holdridge 8th, and the B girls, Minden just missed out on a medal 9th, and Holdridge was 11th. Taking a look at some early results here in Class D, the girls 100-meter dash, no one from the immediate listening area in the finals. Dina Stanley of Loomis was 4th in Heat 1, Kelly Bauer of Pleasanton was 6th in that same heat. In the D boys 110 high hurdles, Dylan Smith and Dylan Lyon of SEM both make the finals. Lyon is in lane 8, Smith will have the third fastest time going in. Austin Peters of Hampton also made the finals. In the D girls 100 high hurdles, SEM Sarah Simmons will be in lane 6. Kristen Drudick of Lawrence Nelson will be in lane 8. And in the 3,200 relay, the D boys, Bertrand was 2nd. Silver Lake just off the medal count at 9th. And the D girls, Exeter Milligan 4th, Ansley 5th, Bertrand 6th, Greeley Wallback 7th, and Lawrence Nelson was 8th. And here's your final result in the Class B boys shot put. Ryan Reeves of Crete wins it, 54 feet, 1 and a quarter. Andrew Rodriguez of Aurora, 2nd, 53, 11 and a quarter. Brady Rutt of Hastings, 3rd, 53, 3 and a half. Kyle McCarthy of Aurora, 4th, 52, 2 and a half. Pete Trouche of Minden, 5th, 50 feet, 11 and 1 half inches. So a lot of medalists taking 2, 3, 4, and 5 in the Class B boys shot put. Plus, Craig Driver of Minden in the final four here in the B-Boys pole vault. We'll have more next hour on ESPN.
More updates throughout the track meet on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
Is this Shug Knight?
This is not Shug Knight.
D12.
A little beat for you there.
You know, you want to feel like you got shot out of a cannon. All sorts of energy. Charger. That's where it is. Complete Nutrition. They've got it. It's the number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements. Hey, it's right here in Kearney. You want weight loss, increased energy, and burn stubborn fat? Who doesn't? Complete Nutrition can get you those fast results. You want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Complete Nutrition located north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue. For more information, look at them on the web, CompleteNutrition.com, or call 308-338-1FIT. Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition. Right north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue.
Hey, you don't want to feel all lazy getting up in the morning.
Yeah,
you want to get up in the morning and punch the day in the face.
That's right.
Charger. That'll help
you.
Jump
out of bed in the morning.
I seriously doubt that. But
somebody that hopes their kids jump out of bed next Tuesday and Wednesday in the morning is Adams Center Golf Course Coach Don Lyons, and he joins us right now. Don, thanks for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and congratulations on a district title.
Hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate that.
Don, one of the advantages maybe you guys have that some other teams don't have is your kids have been there before, competed at this level before, and really know what to expect come next week.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. We think this is a great opportunity for us. This will be 4 years in a row that our kids have qualified for the state golf meet as a team. So, I'm looking at some of the scores from some of these other districts and things, and obviously Scotts Bluff scares me with their shot 293, and Omaha Gross will be tough for us. But, I've got four kids out of our top five that have been in the state for, two or three years in a row here. Some of them, this is their fourth year competing, so we're looking forward to it.
Don, how when you look at the golf course, playing right down the road here at Metal Arc Hills, I think a place that your kids are pretty familiar with, how much does that help you guys as well?
Well, I think it has to help. It's a little bit similar to Southern Hills with the hills and things like that. I know, out there around the Lincoln area, a lot of those courses those kids play are pretty flat. And I know some of the courses they play back out there in the West too are pretty flat courses. We played there a couple times this year. We play there obviously in the Carney Catholic invite every single year. So we've been there before and we've had a little bit of success there. So we're looking forward to that.
Don Lyons joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, head golf coach of Adams Central Patriots. Don, you look at your team, maybe a team that hasn't been put together all year and played with one another, but a couple, three meets when you get your top five together.
That's exactly it. We've had a little bit of injury bug. Connor Lyons, my son, he hurt his elbow in basketball pretty good and still has a nagging wrist injury from last summer playing in golf tournaments. He's only played in a handful of events this year. Micah Schutte, who's been super consistent this year, is he's battling a little bit of a wrist injury. And we've only had our top five guys together two or three meets during the season. I don't even know if Connor can go 2 days in a row, but obviously we're going to find out.
Don, when you started this season, obviously the goal was to probably get back and make some noise at state. But with all the injuries, did you expect this when district time came around?
Well, the advantage we had, I think, was, our district meet was at our home course at Southern Hill.
Right.
And what scared me a little bit, I guess, was the week prior we had the Tri-City invite. We shoot 340 and finished fifth out of eight teams. And I was a little concerned coming into our district meet last Monday. But, the kids have been there before. When I talked to them before the meet, I always like to look in their eyes and kind of see, what kind of, I can kind of expect what kind of day they're going to have by just looking at them. And I knew they were ready to go. So I felt a little more comfortable after seeing that.
And the number one player in that district was Micah Schutte, followed fifth by your son, Connor Lyons, and then tied for 10th with Brock Drudick. Those guys, is that about what you expected them to shoot, or anybody overachieve or underachieve there?
You know what? Mike has been our most consistent player all year long, and when he shot 74, obviously I was pleased and relieved and everything like that. But you know what? He as consistent as he is, and he hits it right down the middle of the fairway most of the time, and he just doesn't get in trouble. So I expected that. Connor was playing really well. He was a couple over going, after hole 14 and kind of tweaked his wrist again, and he kind of stumbled coming in. He shot 79. And then Brock Drudik was 81. And, you know, and Brock's a senior. All those three guys are seniors. And I don't think any of them overachieved, but I'll tell you what, next Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to have all three of those guys probably play at that level or a little bit better, and then have, you know, Brady Barrett and Kevin Holland, our number, our two other guys, you know, step up and have some great rounds too.
Don, does staying in your own beds help as well?
Well, it does me. The kids aren't real excited about it. they think it's taking a little bit away of the fun, but, you know, once I told them, you know what, we're going there for a reason. We're not going there to have fun. We're going, obviously, we're going to have fun, but we're not going there to stay overnight and do those things. And I think they'll appreciate it, getting to sleep in their own bed. I know I will anyway.
Don Lyons, Adam Central Golf Coach, joins on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don, we appreciate the time. Best of luck next week, and you're going to get a chance to play and see the golf course tomorrow as well.
Yep, exactly. Tony, thanks a bunch. Thank you very much.
All right, have a great great day, and best of luck next week, Don. Should be an excellent, excellent time. Tuesday and Wednesday, Metal Arc Hills, right down the road. A good chance for some fans to come over, follow the kids around. They finished 1st, 5th, and 10th. Those were the three medalists, so should have a chance to win this. I think Scott's Bluff and them is going to come down maybe to those two teams to be at the top of the leaderboard when everything stacks up. But, Derek, we've got to get out of here. When we come back, we are going to be joined by Dan Spencer, Texas Tech Red Raider head baseball coach, right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
I was looking for... There it is, the Scott's All-Star Ballot Box.
That's the one. And don't forget, not only can you cast your All-Star vote here at Lowe's, you can also enter to win a VIP trip to the All-Star Game, compliments of Scott's.
Whoa, the roar of the crowd, the crack of the bat.
I know, and this is the only retailer where you can enter your All-Star vote and enter to win a VIP trip to this year's All-Star Game. Good luck.
Experience. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Scott's is an official sponsor of Major League Baseball. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
Having gout is like living on a volcano ready to erupt into a hot, fiery flare. You try to control it with medicine and diet, but while you may have fewer flares, gout still sends painful reminders of who's in charge. Put flares in their place. Go to gout.com for information and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Maybe that painful mountain could become a molehill. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sun develops today with an isolated chance for a shower early. Best chances will stay further west with highs in the mid-70s with southeast winds developing at 5 to 15. Back to 60 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
Hey, Coach, Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda's in the state, in Omaha at State Track Meet, and we're pleased to be joined right now by Texas Tech Red Raider baseball coach Dan Spencer in his second season. He has got the program turned around, currently fourth in the Big 12. Coach Spencer, good morning and welcome back to the Doug and Daddy show.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Coach, did you think you could get it turned around in only your second year?
Well, I don't know, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know if we got anything turned around. We're trying, you know, we've won some games, and we've got very competitive kids, and, you know, we've had some injuries to our pitching staff, obviously, so we're very thin on the mound, and we're a little thinner this weekend, obviously, with the suspension of Bettis, and, you know, it's a tribute to our kids. The kids play hard. We do have some, talent. We do have some talented kids. Offensively, and we've got two or three arms that we've been counting on and riding pretty good. But it's been a good year from the standpoint of they're a good bunch to be around. I've been coaching some good clubs, obviously, but this club has been maybe the most rewarding club I've been around just because of, you know, where we started and where we came from a couple years ago and what they're doing. So yeah, they're making us a little more. Well, they kind of got us back on the map.
Coach, anytime you're thin at the pitching position, it sure makes it easier when those kids are beating the ball around the yard. They're all hitting over 300. They've all hit for power at times. Looks from top to bottom, your lineup is a gauntlet.
It's a good lineup, I think. I think we've got some left and we've got some right, and we've got a couple switch hitters in our lineup, and we have some, I think the key to our lineup has really been the fact that, you know, we have some speed, so if you can run and you can create some runs, just being able to run the bases and more importantly, maybe that speed defends. So we cover some ground, and you know it's been a good group to work with. We have had some guys have some phenomenal offensive years. We have two very good freshman position players, maybe the two best freshman players in the league positionally. We have a sophomore designated hitter that, you know, leads the country in doubles. And so we've got some young guys in key spots, and then we've got some old guys, too, that are swinging the bat. And we're going to need to swing the bat this weekend because it's, Nebraska can hit. We saw that the other night against Creighton. And we need to support our pitching a little bit. We're probably not going to win tonight 5-4.
Texas Tech Red Raider baseball coach Dan Spencer joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, would you look at the mindset of your kids entering this weekend series? Be real easy for these kids to overlook Nebraska, who sits last in the Big 12, wouldn't it?
Well, I think, you know, the thing I think there is Nebraska may whack us three times, but it will not be because we didn't come here and show up to compete. We have made it in emphasis. We haven't done anything. We haven't done anything yet. We can't overlook anybody. Shoot, we can't. We can get beat by anybody in the country, and we feel like we can play with anybody in the country. So I don't see us overlooking anybody. I think that, you know, we haven't done anything in the recent history. So we need to, before you can't look past anybody, and I would hope you wouldn't even then until you've done something.
Obviously, you guys sit in a position in the Big 12 where you could raise yourself as high as second overall in this league.
Sure.
and do some good things, put yourself in a different bracket than you're in right now. That's got to be the mindset going in, is it not?
Well, I tell you what, that is our mindset. Our mindset is to try to win a series. I mean, that's what we try to do on a weekend. You know, I think this bigger picture, we're trying to win games because we need more wins to get to the regional tournament. I think that we're sitting in a position at 13-11 in league where, you know, we want to finish over 500 in league as a first step. We'd obviously like to win a series, and if we did, it would be our stick. You know, there is a lot of things for us to play for. And, you know, having the trip to Oklahoma City already locked up is great for us because, you know, that's out there for our kids. But we need to lock up and try to win a couple games here. I mean, that's our goal.
Coach, down the stretch here, when your closer does get suspended in Chad Bettis, were you disappointed with the league's ruling on that, or is this something that you got to live with and go on?
Well, 2 points. Yeah, you got to live with it and go on. Yes, but I was very disappointed in the ruling. I was very disappointed in the final decision. I think when we laid out our facts and laid out the things, I think that, you know, it should have been considered. But that being said, we'll show up with. And not using four games. I mean, we respect their ruling, and we'll go to work. But it's disappointing.
Who moves into that closer role for you, Coach?
Well, we're going to move our guy Bobby Graham. We're going to use him kind of like that. And he's been our Saturday starter, and we're going to if we get in a position to use him Friday or Saturday to win, we'll use him. And if we don't use him, then we'll start him on Sunday.
Which one of these pitchers do you just think maybe if they just tweak a couple things could be really tough for you here down the stretch as you enter this Big 12 tournament?
Well, I think the guy that's really close to being dominant, I think, is Jay Johnson, our Saturday guy, the guy that'll go Saturday. He's got very good stuff, and he's walked too many kids, and he's got people an opportunity. But he's very close to being a dominant guy, and if he's going to be dominant tomorrow, it'll be a good day for us.
You know, one time when you look at innings pitch, you guys have had a lot of people step up at times and do some good things, but they just haven't been able to sustain it over a bunch of innings.
No, and part of that too is the thing that's a tough deal right now is the pitchers that are no longer with us. I mean, we had three kids hurt last summer. There are three scholarship pitchers that haven't thrown an inning. I mean, they didn't throw an inning in the fall. They all three had surgery. They came back early from their summer programs and had, you know, elbow surgery. And two left-handers and a right-hander. And then we got into the season, and we lost a kid on the second day of practice just playing catch. And then we went, and our kid that played 9 games in the Big 12, he broke his hand, so he hasn't thrown since. And you know, we had a couple knuckleheads, and so we, you know, suspended them, and then they decided, you know what, we're doing fine without you. We'll just keep you suspended. So we've got about four. We're carrying, if you count Bettis, who can't pitch this weekend, we've got five scholarship pitchers on the road with us. That's what we got. And the rest of them are walk-on kids, and we're proud of those kids. But they are what they are, and they compete, but they are, that's what we got.
Texas Tech Red Raider baseball coach Dan Spencer joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, when you look at Nebraska, what concerns you about a wounded animal right now?
Yeah, no, that concerns me. And Nebraska concerns me in the amount of the way they play and the pride they're going to play with and the pride they always have played with. I mean, this is a tough league. The 10th place team, and let's say it's Nebraska, if they finish that way, if they finish 10th, that's a pretty good team in our league. I mean, if you send them out there nationally and go do their thing, that's a pretty good team. So, you know, it's a very fickle league. There's a very fine line. Nebraska, you know, their pitching has been solid for the most part. Their starters have given them pretty good starts. If you look at them overall, they've obviously had some troubles. They've had some troubles with us, like a ball four. They've walked too many guys like we have. But they have some power in their lineup, and their older guys in their lineup are proud guys that are good players and good hitters. And you know, I've been dreading this trip, and I like Lincoln, Nebraska. I've been dreading this trip all year, just because you know, just the way it plays out. And you look at your schedule, Nebraska, the last series of the year on the road. It's no fun whether they're in first or fifth or eighth.
Dan Spencer joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach Joe, your overall thoughts on the Big 12 Conference and where it stands right now, maybe nationally?
Well, I think the Big 12 Conference is a great conference now. I don't know that it's as solid, as dominant as it was last year, just from the standpoint we had a lot of juniors in our league. Just a lot of juniors that were high picks, and they've moved on. But if last year's league was worth 8 picks, I would surely see this year's league is worth 6 picks. And, you know, I think that just like last year, I mean, for example, I mean, Oklahoma State finished 9th in our league and didn't get in the Big 12 tournament, but managed to play into the regional final at Clemson. And they were actually in a position where Clemson had to beat them twice. So our league is perennially, you know, one of the either 1, 2, or 3 in the country.
Hey, Coach, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy following you. Enjoy you giving us a minute here. And best of luck this weekend and best of luck next week in the Big 12 tournament.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Dan Spencer, Texas Tech Red Raider baseball coach, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Should be interesting because what a weekend of Big 12 baseball this is going to be. Texas, of course, 21-3. They clinched this league about the second weekend. Just dominant and just killing people this year. Sick part about that is they should be 20-4. They gave up that one ninth inning bomb to Nebraska and, you know, 2 outs in the ninth. But nonetheless, they've run away from the competition. Right now, Kansas State 13-10, Oklahoma 12-10, then Texas Tech 13-11. All those teams jockeying all the way second, third, and fourth in this league. It should be interesting to see how things play out come Monday.
Yeah, it should be a nice weekend for baseball. Weather is looking up as well. And, hey, when the weather starts looking up, you got spring, you got summer right around the corner. You want a grill. So you either break out the grill, or if you don't have one, Terry and the gang over at Troutman's Quality Meats can help you out. Go over there and check out their Green Mountain Grill. Terry will give you the whole spiel on it. It's a great-looking grill, pellet-fed grill, outstanding for cooking up some of the best meats that you can find with Terry and the gang over there at Troutman's Quality Meats. All beef at Troutman's is USDA certified Angus beef, aged minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness there. So the certified Angus beef, best steaks around, guaranteed. Flat iron steaks right now, a special $8.99 a pound. Check those out. Plus, got some fresh sausage over there, Polish sausage, bratwurst, garlic sausage. And if you've had the sausages with Kerry and Troutman's over there before, you know some good stuff. And Troutman's has a nice selection of domestic and imported wines, as well as some beer to choose from. Even some of the Nebraska wines there with Max Creek and Superior Nebraska wine there as well. So go on over to Troutman's, get some meat, check out the Green Mountain Grill. Kerry and the gang over there will get you hooked up. We'll be back here on the Doug and Daddy Show in a couple of minutes.
This Memorial Day, I will not turn my backyard into a botanical wonderland.
I will simply water the lawn.
I will go to Ace.
And get it done fast.
And then I will grill the world's biggest steak.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace's Memorial Day weekend sale, get an Adirondack chair for just $29.99 and Roundup Weed and Grass Killer for just $9.99 a gallon with an extra $4 mail-in rebate. At Ace, the helpful place. Prices and rebate good at participating stores May 28th through 31st. Limit 2 on rebates. See store for details.
Got more grease on your hands than time? Then AutoZone's new buy online and pick up in-store option is for you. It's another way to get your parts fast from AutoZone. Just go to AutoZone.com, find the parts you need, choose our new pick up in-store option, and soon your parts will be waiting for you. AutoZone's new buy online, pick up in-store option. Get the parts you need right when you need them. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The smell of smoke, the sizzle of meat, the endless compliments from your friends. Your Traeger grill makes it easy. And now it's time for you to be a part of history at the first ever Traeger Nationals Amateur Barbecue Contest, June 26th in Kearney. Whether you enter to win or just to have some fun and learn from other Traeger grill owners, it's all for a purpose. To raise money for the Nebraska Firefighters Museum. Plus, anyone that enters will qualify for free pellets for life. For more information or to enter, visit TraegerNationals.com.
This may be the best time of the year in sports. Baseball is blooming.
Big ball is good!
The NBA and NHL playoffs are riveting.
Am I hot?
Football proves it's a 12-month sport.
For the D-line, just because I'm there, just getting the, you know, the new guys, the new starters going to be coming in.
Even Brett Favre's soap opera is on time.
Tell yours, stay, tell yours, stay.
We'll keep you up to speed on everything, because we're Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
A mix of clouds and sun develops today with an isolated chance for a shower early. Best chances will stay further west with highs in the mid-70s with southeast winds developing at 5 to 15. Back to 60 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 63.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Big Daddy, Tony Davis, myself, Derek Stinson, in studio. Doug Duda down at Omaha Burke in Omaha, obviously, for the state high school track meet down there. You can hear updates all day long right here on ESPN Radio, as well as our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. So Doug will be keeping you up to date there. But Daddy, some other stuff going on in sports here over the last couple of days, and this is something that has gotten me a little bit on the unnerved side of things here. I was thinking about it a lot yesterday. Floyd Landis is scum. The guy is a scumbag. My whole theory behind why he's coming out now and saying the things he is, he's attempting to validate his Tour de France win. He's attempting to validate his career by trying to throw everyone else under the bus and essentially level the playing field. He's saying, oh, I took performance-enhancing drugs, but so did everyone else, trying to validate the fact that, well, it wasn't even playing field when I won. Floyd, you suck. All right, you're an obvious cheat. You came out and said it, and now you're throwing Lance Armstrong, who is the icon of the sport over the last 10 to 12 years, 7 Tour de France wins. You're throwing him under the bus with absolutely no evidence connecting him to any drug use, any failed drug tests, or anything of the sort. And here he is just trying to smash everyone in this. You are scum, Floyd Landis, I tell you that much. And attempting to validate anything you've done in your career by throwing everyone else under the bus is not going to work.
Derek, how many times did Floyd Landis, it was repeatedly failed drug tests, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blood doping, EPO, whatever, you know, there is evidence that Floyd Landis is a cheater. He's admitted it now. There is no evidence that Lance Armstrong has ever cheated. The French were after him for years and years, saying, oh, he's got to be a cheat. Nothing out there.
But my point is, repeatedly, Floyd Landis failed these tests. Not like, well, in January of 2002, he failed one and passed the rest of them. This was a repeated, like, oops, 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 I screwed up again, 6, 7, 8 times. Lance Armstrong failed how many?
Zero.
He never failed one. Never in his career. Plus, Lance Armstrong went through chemotherapy, went through the radiation that he went through for his cancer during that time. Had all those drugs which tear down your body. There's something different about Lance Armstrong, and it's not blood doping.
That is exactly right. There's something different about Lance Armstrong, and it's the person he is and the physical freak that the guy is as well. Because when you're a stage cyclist like he is, you have to keep, I mean, you have to be of the utmost discipline to be able to stay on a weight. You can't put on weight because obviously you're dragging more weight up and down hills with you there on the bike. But nonetheless, I mean, beside the point, the guy's got the heart of a lion to come back and beat cancer like he did. He's got a different perspective on life, and he's just a physical freak. The guy is, to win seven Tour de France's like that, I mean, you've got to be a physical freak. And then for a guy like, a scumbag like Floyd Landis to come out, who's obviously on the other end of the spectrum from Lance Armstrong, to even come out and try to implicate him in this stuff, you need to produce some evidence. And guess what? You can't. So stop this stupid witch hunt where you're trying to level the play. Well, everyone was doping, so technically, I was doping, but everyone else was too. So that, hey, it should be legit. Wrong.
He's
cheater.
$5 million of his own money to prove himself innocent to this point.
Yeah, that's a good $5 million wasted there, Floyd.
How does Floyd have $5 million?
That's a good question. That is a good question. Do cyclists, I mean, Lance Armstrong, maybe from a lot of the sponsorships and things you have, but how much can you possibly make?
I would understand that Lance Armstrong, the face of cycling, if you say, name me a cyclist, you would say, Lance Armstrong, name me two more. Boy.
Yeah, I mean, Floyd Landis would come to mind, but for more of the cheating aspect.
It's a short list.
Right. Absolutely a short list.
Compared to X amount of sports out there.
Just to touch on another subject of that same kind of ilk there is Manny Pacquiao. In boxing, never failed a drug test, has come up from 106 pounds all the way up to 147, yet you got people out there trying to throw him under the bus saying, that's not possible, you can't do that without performance-enhancing drugs. Guess what? He's never tested positive for anything. So instead of slanderous accusations all the way around, why don't you step back and give people credit for what they've done in their sports? If they haven't failed a drug test, they aren't guilty.
Slanderous. Why all the anger? You got any big fights this weekend?
There are a couple of big fights. You got Rafael Marquez against Israel Vasquez for the fourth time in the last couple of years. I mean, it's just insane. So, it's wild. But there are some good fights, but most of them are on the HBOs, Showtimes, that kind of stuff. So, not the normal channels. Friday night fights are on tonight. I think they've got a Korean guy coming in, a kind of a brawler. So if you're a casual boxing fan, should be a good brawling type of boxing fight tonight on Friday night fights on ESPN. So check that out, and hey, maybe we'll have another boxing fan or two by the morning.
Hey, why not? I guess a little bit other news. Doug Collins hired by the 76ers to be their new head coach. The reports are surfacing. Of course, the analyst you hear all the time if you're covering the NBA. It looked to have signed a 4-year contract. And he's had coaching since with Chicago, Detroit, and Washington. And, he's back in the NBA.
Looks like we head to the phone lines here. Dustin or Justin there from Gibbon? One more time.
Dustin with a D.
Dustin with a D from Gibbon. You got some comments on the old Lance Armstrong-Floyd Landis controversy.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you guys set me off here. I'll certainly say Floyd Landis is a scumbag, but to hold Lance Armstrong up as a paragon is just naive, in my opinion. It's ridiculous.
So you think he's used performance-enhancing drugs in the past?
I think he's probably the world's most successful drug cheat.
But with no evidence to back any kind of accusation like that.
It's completely subjective, but I'd say there's enough cloud of suspicion with doctors that he's associated with in the past that you can make that. And when you consider that in a sport where cheating is probably as rampant as anything besides bodybuilding, to say that one man is able to overcome and dominate that sport without it, I'm going to be rather suspicious. If somebody was hitting 85 home runs in the era of Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, and did it without steroids, I think we'd all be suspicious of that too.
Fair enough, Dustin. So, that's a great call, Dustin. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Dustin from Gibbon there, and he made some great points. See, he's talking about, you know, in a sport like cycling, where there have been cheats in the past, and, you know, you've got a guy with the success that Lance Armstrong has had with just the era of dominance that he created. It does perhaps form a cloud of suspicion, but I don't know if you can go much past that cloud of suspicion because he's never tested positive for anything. And you know, a lot of people will argue that we're now in the day and age where there's blood doping, where you have things that can mask drugs in your system. You have masking agents. You have all kinds of, all the different stuff that synthetic, you know, steroids and all the different stuff that comes out like that. But nonetheless, I'm not so sure you can really go after the guy legitimately until someone comes out and has his name on some list of him receiving HGH or someone coming out and saying, hey, here's some evidence that implicates him in this whole scandal. I'm just innocent until proven guilty in my book.
You know, I just, you know, Armstrong's camp continues to say we have nothing to hide. You know, Floyd really lost his credibility a long time ago. I mean, did anybody think that he was clean before yesterday?
Isn't it a kind of Jose Canseco type deal here? I mean, you got a guy who's coming out and you're not trying to clean up the sport. My theory, and it's just my theory, is that he's trying to somehow validate his Tour de France win.
Well, there's a member here in this article, Derek, this rogue guy who's on some committee for the cycling says, to my knowledge, it is not possible to hide the positive result. You know, so the masking agents, they think they've got them weeded out. I don't know. This is such a slow time in sports, I guess, relative to the rest of the year. It's probably a good time. I guess Landis and Armstrong, they're bringing a little light to the sport. I don't know any other time of the year. Although Armstrong was piled up yesterday in California, received some stitches, and
he looked a little bad, a little beaten up there. We go to the Den Popper inbox here. Daddy, maybe you can shine some light on this. I'm not sure what this means. This comes from a cell phone, no name attached, but it says, Lance Armstrong and the guy from Breaking Away. Is Breaking Away a movie I'm not aware of?
I'm going to have some help there.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what that means, but nonetheless, email Lance Armstrong and the guy from Breaking Away, so I'm not sure if he's trying to defend or implicate Lance there. But nonetheless, that is my rant on Floyd Landis and the whole Lance Armstrong situation. Agree or not, but that's my take on it.
Fair enough. Derek, we got to get out of here. We're overtime.
We do have to get out of here. You know what, Daddy? Are you going to play the crane game at all this weekend? Are you going to play the crane game?
What an awesome opportunity to eat a buffet, enjoy the crane game.
Godfather's Pizza.
You know what? You can't make it up there. That's fine. They'll deliver it to you. Call them today, 234-9444, just west of Complete Nutrition. Bigger and better. Two dining rooms, $6.50. That gets you the buffet plus a salad bar. You can't go wrong. Folks, you get done eating, you need about a half hour, let things settle, then the crane games. Right on your way out the door, pick up a couple stuffed animals for the kid. We love the crane game. I'm sure you will, too. Full catering service, room for private parties, plus new extended hours, Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 10, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11. You got to try a calzone as well. Plus, enjoy ESPN on several of the big TVs while you eat your pizza. It doesn't get any better. Godfather's Pizza in Kearney. Want it delivered, 308-234-9444. Hey, I want to thank Don Lyons, Adam Central Patriots golf coach, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to thank Texas Tech Red Raider baseball coach Dan Spencer for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to thank our own Doug Duda, live from the state track meet in Omaha, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. On Monday, Eric Stitt, freelance writer for Hoops Magazine, does a lot of NBA work. He's a sports editor for a newspaper in California, covers the Lakers all the time. We'll see where those series are on Monday, along with the state champions from the area, and the list goes on. A lot to talk about Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see who emerges at the Byron Nelson Classic as well. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.